All right. Is everybody ready? Friends, gives me great pleasure to introduce a young man at this Bluegrass Festival that I've known for many, many years. I put him in the classification as one of my closest friends. You're all familiar with him. I love him dearly, and I'm sure you do too. Let's make him welcome, Lester Flatt.
Thank you so much. Let us say a special great big howdy to you. It's a real pleasure to be here to visit with you tonight. And as you know, we're hoping to get an album here. We appreciate you folks coming out and taking a very big part in our album. We hope that we will have something lined out on our concert that you're going to enjoy. Here's one that kind of gets in a hurry. I'm going to ask Curly Seckler to join in with me too for you. It's called My Long Journey Home.
Lost all my money, but you told me, you told me, but you told me. Lost all my money, but you told me, I'm on my long journey home. Black smoke's arriving, sugar's train, sugar's train.
Well, I wonder how the old folks are at home. I wonder if they'll miss me when I'm gone. I wonder if they'll pray for the boy who went away and left his dear old parents all alone. You could hear the cattle a-whinnying in the lane. You can almost see the fields of the grass green. You can almost hear them cry as they kissed her boy goodbye. Well, I wonder how the old folks are at home. Just a village and a homestead on the farm, and a mother's love to shield you from all harm. A sweetheart brave and true, the place we love so dear. Just a village and a homestead on the farm. You could hear the cattle a-whinnying in the lane. Bless your hearts. Thank you so much. We appreciate the nice applause. We're going to feature our little mandolin picker now. 15-year-old from Philadelphia, Mississippi. Any of you teenage girls that want to take him home with you after the show, that'll be fine. Does a great job with one of our buddy Bill Monroe's numbers. You better do this right, because Bill's going to be listening to you back there. It's called Rawhide. Thank you. From the great Atlantic Ocean to the wide Pacific shore, we know glowing mountains to the South Bell by the shore. Mighty tall and handsome and known quite well by all, she's a combination on the Wabash Cannonball. Now she came down from Birmingham one cold December day. As she pulled into the station, you could hear all the people say, there's a gal from Tennessee, she's long and she's tall. She came down from Birmingham on the Wabash Cannonball. Thank you so much. Here's Paul Warren now to do a favorite tune for you here tonight. This one is one that seems to be a favorite all over the states, wherever we go. I might tell you that Paul is just as good a fisherman as he is a fiddler. I'm going to tell it. You know, I know we got some fishing buddies out here with us, and of course, there's a lot of talk around Nashville about his fishing, but I think it starts over at his house first, you know. He has his own scales he weighs his fish on, and he won't let nobody bother them. A couple of weeks ago, while we was out on tour, while one of his neighbors over there in the country, they had a newborn baby over at the house, and of course they wanted to weigh the baby right quick, see what it weighed, so they sent one of the young'uns over to Miss Warren's to borrow some scales, and she just picked up the first pair she come to, and it happened to be Paul's fish scale. That little baby weighed 38 pounds.
singers, don't you wanna go? For some days coming back again, no. If that wrong ain't right and you be lost in sin,
get in line, brother,
he will take you in. Get in line, brother, if you wanna go home. Get on your knees and write in that home. Then you'll be singing this old time song.
Get in line, brother,
if you wanna go. Satan, I have riding that wrong. Got a one-way ticket and I'm going on. I've got no worries as I sing this song.
Get in line, brother,
if you want to go home. Get in line, brother, if you want to go home. Get on your knees and riding that wrong.
It gives me a great pleasure to introduce this next fellow here. You know, he's a guy that I started in this business with back in 44. And it's a real honor and a pleasure to have him to come and take a part in our album here tonight. I want you to give him a great big welcome, Mr. Bluegrass himself, the daddy of Bluegrass, and our good friend Bill Monroe and all the Bluegrass folks. Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here on the show with you tonight. You've been doing some wonderful picking and singing, and the Bluegrass Boys are ready here to join in and do their part. Kenny Baker, Jim Morata, Greg Kennedy, Bill Box, we're all ready. Thank you for the nice round of applause. I really appreciate that. Thank you very much. I do hope that you will enjoy the Bluegrass Boys here tonight. We're going to give you the best we got. Here's a number that's been a great number for me on the Grand Ole Opry on record, and I hope that you will remember it and enjoy it here tonight. It's called Blue Moon of Kentucky. Back in the early days of bluegrass music, the third man down in line with a guitar was a wonderful singer, played a good guitar with the Bluegrass Boys, and he was born and raised here in the state of Tennessee. It's really great to be here on the show with him tonight. I'd like to call him out and sing a couple of numbers like we used to do years ago. Lester Flatt, make him welcome again, will you please? Thank you. Thank you, Bill. Thank you so much. It's a real pleasure to get to do a song or two with you. You know, of course, Bill will have some festivals all over the country, and we get a chance to sing a little bit together once in a while. And let me say again that we really appreciate him coming out and joining in with us on this album, Bill.
Well, you did great.
I really enjoy doing it.
Thank you.
We'd like to start off with one here that we recorded back in the middle 40s. It's entitled, Will You Be Loving Another Man?
Thank you.
in my heart's a longing for you still. I just keep it there so I won't be alone in our little cabin home on the hill. For someone has taken you from me and left me here all alone. Just to listen to the rain beat on my window pane.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And we want to thank our buddy Bill Monroe again for coming out and being with us. Bill, it's been a real pleasure. Real nice hand for Bill, huh? Nice hand. Thank you. Thank you very much, Salty Dog. All right, let's do the Salty Dog.
Standing on the corner with a low-down blues, a great big hole to bind my shoe.
And let me be your soul dog. Oh, let me be your soul dog. I would be your man at all. And let me be your soul
dog. Now look at here, Sal. I know you run down stalking and wore out you.
And let me be your soul dog. Oh, let me be your soul dog. I won't be your man at all. And let me be your soul
on the banks of the deep blue sea. She had a 44 buckled around her and a banjo on her knee.
Dig a hole, dig a hole in the meadow, dig a hole in the cold, cold ground. Dig a hole, dig a hole in the meadow.
Wake up, darling Corey, what makes you sleep so sound? The highway robbers are coming, they're gonna tear your playhouse down.
Dig a hole in the meadow, dig a hole in the cold, cold ground. Dig a hole in the meadow.
Great job in taking a part in our brand new album that will be out in about June. We hope to get to come back and work with you again sometime. Till we do see you again, much obliged to you for being with us. Good night, everybody.